Someone once observed that the Germans during World War II chose not to know. We cannot allow history to say this about our Union. The question posed above is, how many September 11ths has the United States caused in other nations since World War II? The most rational answer is probably 10,000. Now just let that sink in for 1 second. 10,000 September 11ths caused by our Union. We received one September 11th. Not so easy to swallow, is it? Now, generally speaking, the much smaller number of Americans who have died is not included in this analysis, not because they're not important, but because this analysis focuses on the impact of U.S. actions on its adversaries. In another part of this series, we're going to cover internal U.S. genocide and what these United States have done to themselves in comparison to the bigger numbers of how many people die every year. We'll look at not only how much we have inflicted on others, but what we have done to ourselves. Back to the war. An accurate count of the number of deaths is not easy to achieve, and the collection of data was undertaken with this full realization. It was a long-term study. A lot of work went into gathering the numbers, and the estimates will probably be revised later on by somebody else once this data is shared. But undoubtedly, the total will be in the tens of millions. The difficulty of gathering reliable information is shown by two estimates in the context. For several years, I've heard many times on the radio, 3 million Cambodians had been killed under the rule of the Khmer Rouge. However, in recent years, the figure was dropped to 1 million. Another example is that the number of persons estimated to have died in Iraq due to sanctions after the first U.S.-Iraq war was over 1 million. But more recently, a lower estimate of about 500,000 has become the mainstay. Often, information about wars is revealed only much later when people decide to speak out. When more secret information is revealed due to persistent efforts of a few, or after special congressional committees make reports. I gave examples where the numbers went down, but believe you me, there are estimates where the numbers go up and up and up. You know, in recent wars involving the United States, it's not uncommon to hear statements like, we don't do body counts, and references to something called collateral damage as a blasphemous euphemism for dead and wounded. Life is cheap for some, especially those who manipulate people on the battlefield as if it were a chessboard, moving the pieces knowing sacrifices were coming. To get the exact numbers is difficult, but the estimations and analysis that went into this are nothing short of heroic. We should always try to be as accurate as possible. We should always try to be correct. Think of how many people and how much effort they put into figuring out how many people the Nazis killed. So let's take that moment. Let's talk about the nations themselves, where the people, where the deaths are. We'll not use terms like collateral damage or anything sick like that. Is it collateral damage when Norwegian authorities fly a drone into your home in New Hampshire because there's a terrorist at a wedding 2 blocks away from your house and the Norwegians blow up your house and kill your family? Is that what collateral damage is all about? Life is not cheap. We don't use farcical terms to excuse away deaths. So let's look at these 37 countries. Afghanistan. U.S. is responsible for at least 1 million, probably 2 million deaths during the war between the Soviet Union and Afghanistan. Oh, wait, that's before we invaded Afghanistan ourselves. Yeah, that's right.